It's a Tuesday. What do? On Tuesdays, we head to the Dial-A-Doc program and FHN. Today, we visit with Jess Harweger. She is nurse navigator at FHN Women's Diagnostic Center. Hey, Jess, good morning. Hello to you.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining me. I know you're the nurse navigator at FHN Women's Diagnostic Center. Tell us what your job is. What is involved in that role?
Nurse navigators are registered nurses who advocate for patient care. My role as the breast care nurse navigator involves educating patients regarding any follow-up that might be needed after a screening mammogram, and then the scheduling and coordination of that follow-up. I support the patient throughout this process and ensure consistent communication with the entire healthcare team as well.
Jess, what kind of tests are done at the FHN Women's Diagnostic Center?
Our mammograms are primary there, and they're performed with 3D digital technology. Mammograms remain the primary screening tool for breast cancer detection. The Women's Diagnostic Center here at FHN also does breast ultrasound, as well as bone density studies and breast MRI.
And Jess, why is breast health such an important topic?
Well, about 1 in 8 women in the U.S. will develop breast cancer in her lifetime. Breast health starts with knowing what's normal for your breasts. Performing regular self-exams regularly can help with this. If you notice any changes in your breasts, like new lumps or skin changes, consult with your healthcare provider. Clinical breast exams and routine mammography can be discussed with your provider as well to determine when these should begin.
All right. And generally then, give us how often should women have a mammogram?
Right now, the American Cancer Society recommends women at an average risk for breast cancer to start annual mammograms no later than age 45. And those who wish to start at age 40 should have insured access. Early detection in breast cancer is key. Regular self-exams and annual mammograms are essential in early detection. If you have any family history of breast cancer, earlier screenings might be recommended. Please talk with your primary health care provider regarding this.
We're talking to Jess Harweger, nurse navigator at FHN Women's Diagnostic Center. Jess, I know now as well that breast MRIs are being offered as well. Tell us about this.
Sure. Breast MRI uses high-powered magnets to produce detailed images, and it gives us kind of an additional tool to investigate any abnormalities that we might see on mammography or ultrasound.
And what types of patients is it appropriate or more appropriate for an MRI?
For a patient who has a known cancer, this test can be useful to help us identify if cancer has spread, but it's also proven useful in screening women who are at higher risk for breast cancer.
And Jess, I know that you also now do genetic testing as well. Tell us about that and when it is appropriate.
We do. Genetic testing for the risk of hereditary cancers is actually available to anyone who would be interested, but should be considered when a person has a family history of these hereditary cancers, such as ovarian or pancreatic cancers or breast cancers in the family before menopause. These, of course, are not all the hereditary cancers, just some examples. Anyone interested in genetic testing or concerned about their history and genetic links should consult their provider for more information.
And earlier this morning, you also mentioned bone density screenings, also available at FHN Women's Diagnostic Center. How is this screen performed, and how often should it be performed?
Digital bone density studies, they let us measure the density of a patient's bones to assess the risk of developing osteoporosis. The bones change as we age, so this equipment helps us keep track of each patient's bone health.
And what's your suggestion in terms of how often should that bone density screening be done?
How often should be consulted with your healthcare provider.
All right. And now what about appointments? I know that you have now fitting anyone's timetable. You have extended hours, other scheduling options as well. Tell us about all of that at the FHN Women's Diagnostic Center.
Sure. Our screening mammograms appointments are available any Monday through Saturday by appointment right now. Appointment times range from 6:30 in the morning to 5:30 in the afternoon. And on Saturdays, they range from 8 to 2. These appointments can be made by calling our scheduling team at 815-599-6860. And you can always check on www.fhn.org for more information regarding our scheduling.
All right. And before you leave, one other question that bone density screening, I only hear that connected with women. Is that only a female test?
It is not. We do bone density studies on male and female patients.
All right. Very good. And how can people find out more information, Jess?
At FHN.org, there's a Find a Service tab under Women's Health. Under this Find a Service, much of this information is also explained there, too.
All right. Jess, great to talk to you. Great information today. Let's talk again soon, all right?
All right. Thanks, Scott.
All right. Jess Harweger, nurse navigator at FHN Women's Diagnostic Center, and that is Dial-A-Doc. Dial-A-Doc brought to you and sponsored this morning, the preceding, sponsored by FHN.